It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, May 5th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today is Russia, but not in the way you think. We're not talking about Ukraine here. We're talking about Africa, where the Wagner mercenary group is on the ground in the West African country of Mali. This is one of a group of countries in a region called the Sahel, which is the border region between the Sahara Desert on the north and the tropical rainforests on the south. It's an area of instability all across the continent of Africa. In Mali, the Wagner group is filling a gap left behind, a vacuum left behind by departing French troops who've been on the ground leading an international effort for the last 10 years to put down an insurgency. That effort has failed, even though it included one of the largest peacekeeping missions in the world. The violence there continues, and it is spilling over into neighboring countries like Niger and Burkina Faso. Now, this is a map showing the Sahel region, Senegal, Mauritania on the west, Sudan, Eritrea on the east. Sudan, of course, has had its own problems with insurgency and violence over the past decade or so. South Sudan breaking away from Sudan here just over a decade ago. Well, last weekend, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov told an Italian television team that while Wagner is present in Mali here and Libya there, they have nothing to do with the Russian state. They are just totally acting on a mercenary basis. We have no control over what Wagner does. Well, not many Western analysts believe that, but whether they are or they are not connected to Russian foreign policy, analysts are saying that Wagner's tactics in Mali, which are described as like a bull in a china shop, risk a backlash and could make Islamist violence in those nations and in that region, again, the neighboring countries of Burkina Faso and Niger, even worse. Topic number 4, the economy. As long as we're talking about Russia, we want to bring this to your attention. U.S. college graduates could soon be competing with Russian expats for jobs in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. This is according to a funding request being sent to Congress by President Biden. The funding request would amend Section 203(b)(2) of the Immigration and Nationality Act to eliminate the requirement that Russian STEM professionals have an employer sponsor in the United States before applying for an employment-based green card. According to the administration, this bill would attract and retain Russian STEM talent here in the United States and undercut Russia's innovative potential, benefiting U.S. national security. U.S. national security will be enhanced by hiring Russian scientists and mathematicians, engineers, and so forth. This would allow Fortune 500 companies to hire hundreds of thousands of Russian graduates ahead of American graduates in the STEM fields. Each year, it's roughly equivalent number of graduates in those particular fields between Russia and the United States. Those U.S. graduates already being forced to compete for jobs against a population of about 1.5 million college-trained contract workers from India, China, and other nations. The scale of this program, not recognized by most U.S. Reporters and journalists who don't recognize the federal government's long-standing strategy of boosting economic growth here in the United States through the practice of extraction migration from poorer countries. In other words, we're taking the best talent from other nations to bring them here and enhance our economic growth, except it's being done at the expense of American kids graduating from college. Meanwhile, as on the subject of economy, two Chinese carriers shipping out more empty export containers, from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach than loaded exports. They're shipping more empty containers than containers filled with American products for sale overseas. This is according to an analysis by CNBC. These carriers are OOCL, headquartered in Hong Kong, and its parent company, Cosco, which is headquartered in Shanghai. According to CNBC, OOCL recorded a 35% decrease in loaded exports and a 104% increase in empty containers year over year. Cosco showing an increase of just 4% in loaded containers and a 105% increase in empties. U.S. exports out of the ports Long Beach, Los Angeles have fallen to the lowest level since 2002, out of the Port of Los Angeles, that is. Exports from the nearby Port of Long Beach have fallen to their lowest level since 2009. Didn't President Trump have a plan for dealing with China on this? Yeah, he did. It's basically been tossed out by the Biden administration. Topic number three, Big Brother. This isn't creepy at all. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control bought data harvested from millions of cell phones to track compliance with COVID-19 lockdowns. This is according to a new report. Documents obtained by Motherboard on Tuesday report that the CDC paid nearly $500,000 for a year of access to the cell phone location data from a data brokerage company called SafeGraph. Documents showed that the CDC planned to use the data to analyze compliance with curfews, track movement patterns of people visiting K through 12 schools, and specifically to monitor the effectiveness of lockdown policies on the Navajo Nation. Now, the data was aggregated, meaning it didn't track the movement of specific cell phones, but still, privacy advocates are not happy at this revelation. Documents also show the CDC planned to use this data for more general purposes. In other words, they got the data using COVID as the reason, but they plan to use it for other things as well. Now, SafeGraph, the company, financially backed by Turki bin Faisal Al Saud, the former head of Saudi Arabia's intelligence agency, also backed by billionaire Peter Thiel. Thiel is the co-founder of a company called Palantir. Palantir was the name of those seeing stones in Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. You looked into the stone, you could see everything everywhere. It's kind of what Palantir does. It aggregates data and analyzes it for its customers. Its clients include the United States Army, other government agencies. In June of last year, Google banned SafeGraph from the Android App Store, meaning that apps incorporating SafeGraph's tracking codes were forced to remove it because SafeGraph had been collecting at least some of its data through codes embedded in other apps. And the CDC using this to track how well we complied with lockdown measures. Not creepy at all. Big Brother is watching. Privacy in the 21st century is essentially obsolete. Topic number two, pestilence. A couple of stories to tell you about. Dengue fever spreading in Brazil. It's reported as many cases in through April of this year. In other words, the first third of this year, as Brazil suffered in all of 2021. There were 542,000 cases through April 23rd, according to data released by Brazil's Ministry of Health. Last year, for the full year, 544,000 cases. Dengue transmitted to humans through the bite of a mosquito. It's not spread human to human, but when you've got a place that's got lots of mosquitoes, it does spread. It usually develops within 4 to 7 days of a bite. Symptoms include sudden onset of fever, severe headache, joint and muscle pain, nausea, vomiting, skin rashes, and in its worst cases can turn hemorrhagic, meaning you bleed until it's a threat to your life. You can die from dengue fever. Cases spreading now in Singapore. Singapore reporting thousands of cases here in just the last few weeks. And in Beijing, the photo you see behind me here, a lockdown's being imposed in Beijing. Dozens of train stations and bus routes were shut down Tuesday. The Ministry of Health in China has opened a mass isolation center. They've got a zero tolerance policy when it comes to COVID-19, which is just not a winnable strategy. That's not a fight that we are going to win. There are fears in China that the capital city will follow the city of Shanghai and impose a strict lockdown on the 22 million inhabitants of Beijing. Dozens of new cases a day being reported. Citizens there trying to avoid the same fate as Shanghai, where millions of people have been locked down for more than a month. But in a worrying sign, again, the image you see here, workers in protective gear erecting a 6-foot-high blue metal wall around a residential complex with a sign at the gate that says, "Entry only, no exit." Coming up, you think you're having a rough day? If you're a vampire, it's even worse. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Now, does magic exist today in the church age? Yes, I believe it does in certain parts of the world, but I believe that it's restrained by the presence of the Holy Spirit in the world. The areas you'll probably find the most witchcraft in our world are the areas where Christianity is not treaded. In short, if there are no Holy Spirit-led believers around, then there isn't as much of a restraining. I don't believe anywhere in the world today can produce the level of magic that was seen in the Old Testament or that will be seen again during the tribulation, but it is still something we should know how to defend against, as there are actual modern-day witches that try to target Christians. Now, the best defense against any attack like that is a close relationship with Jesus. Now, remember church history. The Holy Spirit living in you messes up their magic. Their magic does not mess up the power of the Holy Spirit in you. So we just need to remain rooted in Scripture and focus on our relationship with Jesus. And apart from that, further spreading the gospel is our best defense against the kingdom of darkness.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now, scan the QR code, or log on to DefenderConference.com.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener special offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Ali Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood mind control machine and the deep state's new media partner, the associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist, the connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today, and the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Ali Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, vampiring is hard. Contrary to the depiction of the glamorous vampires that we've seen in the media, Hollywood, for the last two or three decades, real-life vampires, and yes, there are some groups that consider themselves to be real-life vampires, are saying, don't drink blood except under strictly supervised conditions and only if you really can't resist the urge. Now, we would like to point out that this is a practice that is expressly forbidden in the Bible. As Bela Lugosi's Dracula said, the blood is the life, Mr. Renfield. Well, God told Moses that. The life is in the blood, and therefore you should not consume it. Even the blood of animals is off limits. The blood of humans is right out. But medical professionals are saying Don't do it. It's bad news because besides blood-borne illnesses, dangerous enough, drinking more than a few drops of blood can lead to an iron overdose. Overdosing on iron can cause liver damage and, ironically enough, low blood pressure. So, don't do it. Medically stupid. Biblically prohibited. No word, by the way, from TMZ, which is where I got this article, whether the so-called real-life vampires have similar warnings about sunlight and garlic. But, like I said, being a vampire, not as glamorous as the movies make it seem. The unveiling, Skywatch TV's next Defender Conference, coming up in just over a week. May 13th, 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the U.S. That's UTC-5. All of the presentations available immediately. You set the conference schedule. You decide which videos you want to watch and in which order. World-class presentations from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and many others. The complete list of speakers is posted at defenderconference.com. But as an added bonus, when you sign up for the conference, you get access to all five of the Defender, or rather the Skywatch films documentaries, including The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, an expose of the UFO phenomenon, The Secret Destiny of America. Tom Horn reveals the prophetic significance of the occult symbolism embedded in the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. And, of course, the award-winning, disturbing but award-winning documentary, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. We've got all of those posted as well at skywatchfilms.com. But the place to sign up, and reserve your spot, be ready to go on May 13th, next Friday, is defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Click the big red button and get yourself signed up. During the month of May, our thank you for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada is the book Redeemed, Unredeemable. Tom Horn and Donna Howell together have put together a book that is very important, that really demonstrates the love and the capacity for forgiveness of God. When we repent and call on Him for salvation, even the worst of the worst among us can be redeemed. There is no one who is unredeemable if they truly repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is a book that has changed the lives of many. It's being used effectively in prison ministries. You can have a copy for your gift of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of May. Just log on to skywatchtvstore.com or skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. We're planning a couple of exciting tours in the next year, and we invite you to join us. Sharon and I leading a tour of Turkey in October 18th through November 3rd as we visit some of the historic and prophetically significant sites in Turkey. Northern Mesopotamia, essentially, but it's also the location of the seven churches of Revelation. We will visit those sites. We will visit Göbekli Tepe, the world's oldest religious community, according to archaeologists, Abraham's hometown, and much, much more, and we'll be teaching all along the way, joined by best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures. You can find out more. The complete itinerary is posted online, and reserve your place for this small tour at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Or next spring, we invite you to join us in the Holy Land, as Sharon and I, alongside Donna Howell and Allie Henson, our colleagues from the Simply His program from Skywatch TV, are joined by our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv. And we'll take you on a tour of Israel that is like no other. A whirlwind tour, but we will see sites that are life-changing. Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Masada, Joshua's Altar, Gilgal, Rephaim, and much more. The itinerary for the tour is posted online and a place for you to reserve your spot on the tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about Hollywood and its influence on our culture, how it's being used by the fallen that have rebelled against God. David Heavener, veteran Hollywood actor, writer, director, producer, Talks with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule is posted online. You can find out where and when to watch the program over the air. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app or channel on Roku or Apple TV, we'll be there when you click the remote. You could also download our free mobile app and cast the video to your big screen. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can take from the app on your phone or tablet and using Google's AirPlay, no, it's Google Chromecast, Apple's AirPlay, and send the video to your TV without any wires. And the app is free and available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, phones and tablets. We've got links to the app stores to make it convenient for you at our website. That is skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.